It's Friday, the 29th of May. I'm Jackie Cameron with your BizNews Flash Briefing. As of Thursday, more than 25,500 people had tested positive for COVID-19 in South Africa, and more than 550 people had died of the disease. Dr. Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma, Minister of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, says that South Africa has managed to flatten the COVID-19 curve, but restrictions will remain in place until it has been sustained. She was setting out more details of the rules as South Africa moves to level 3 of the COVID-19 containment plan. At this alert level, everyone who enters a work, public space and or public transport must wear a cloth face mask or a homemade item that covers the nose and mouth, she says. We must also ensure that all our public facilities have sanitizers and that all patrons are screened, she said. So far, the government has only identified potential hotspots, and in doing all they can to change the fortune of these areas, they can avoid having to tighten up restrictions in these so-called hotspots. Domestic workers are allowed to return to work, but hairdressers are not. For more on the coronavirus pandemic and how it affects South Africans, listen to Inside COVID-19 with Alec Hogg. You can also listen to an edited version of the minister's updates on BizNews. Former President Jacob Zuma's close friend, Dudu Mieni, was declared a delinquent director for life this week. This follows a campaign and legal action by the civil society organization OUTA, which stands for Organization Undoing Tax Abuse. The organization says a lengthy legal battle has ended with a victory against state capture culprit Mieni, who was appointed chair of the SAA board in 2012 and for 5 years made headlines for all the wrong reasons. OUTA says it's now over to the National Prosecuting Authority to pursue criminal charges against the former teacher who ended up in control of SAA because of her links with Zuma. Stephanie Fick, OUTA's chief legal officer, said, OUTA and the South African Airways Pilots Association call on the NPA to act swiftly. We trust that Ms. Mieni will meet the full brunt of the law and that the NPA will use this judgment and evidence to successfully prosecute Ms. Mieni for her role in state capture. Gauteng residents are being urged to limit water use. For the first time in a year, the Vaal Dam has dipped below the 50% mark. The Water Department has sent out statements urging consumers to limit their water use. The level is now hovering around 49.8%, which is significantly lower than the 71.5% recorded this time last year, it says. South Africa has lost between 14 billion rand and 15 billion rand in taxes because of the ban on alcohol and cigarette sales. This is according to South African Revenue Service Commissioner Edward Kieswetter, who was speaking to ENCA about the impact of lockdown in tax collection. The commissioner said that the South African Revenue Service estimates that the direct shortfall in excise duties because of the ban on the sale of alcohol and tobacco products is around 2 billion rand, but this is only a very small part of the total loss in taxes. If you go down the value chain, he says, the South African Revenue Service also loses out on VAT, which is paid on alcohol and tobacco products. It loses out on the loss in profit, which companies would have paid tax on, and more people would have been employed who would have paid personal income tax. The SARS estimate is that they have lost this money in just the past 2 months. South Africa's Public Investment Corporation has appointed Abel Sithole as its chief executive officer. He fills a post that was vacated 18 months ago by his predecessor over accusations of questionable investment decisions. The appointment comes 2 months after a judicial inquiry found senior management flouted internal procedures and recommended sweeping changes to laws that govern the PIC. Sithole, 57, is the principal chief executive officer of the Government Employees Pension Fund. Late on Thursday, Northam and Implats were the best performers, gaining more than 10%, while the big losers at the end of the trading session on Thursday were Old Mutual, which shed more than 5%, and Netcare, which lost just over 2.5%. And a look at how the rand has been doing. Late on Thursday, 17 rand and 44 would get you $1, 21 rand and 50 would buy you £1, while 19 rand and 31 was trading for a euro. And that brings to a close your BizNews Flash Briefing.